This is reported by Darimi, authentic narration. Then Ibn Mas'ud went to Masjid al-Kufa and he saw people gather a big circle and they have stones. And there is a leader for this circle telling them, say Subhanallah 100 times. Then they start throwing 100 stones. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, together. Then Ibn Mas'ud said, stop. When they saw him, eventually they stopped. And he told them, Imma innakum ala millatin ahda min millati Rasulillah. أو أنكم مفتتح باب ضلالة. You are following guidance better than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم guidance, or you are starting bid'ah in the religion. Because Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم never did this. They said, يا أبا عبد الرحمن ما أردنا إلا الخير. شعار كل مبتدع. They said, يا أبا عبد الرحمن, we only want to do something good. We don't mean any harms. And this is the sign of every bid'ah. We want to do something good. We don't mean bad. Our intention is good. Your intention is not enough to make your actions good. قَالَ كَمْ مِن مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُصِبْهِ. So many people have good intention, but they don't do good things. كَمْ So many people, they want to do something good, but it ends up they doing something wrong. Instead of doing something good. Then he ordered them to leave it. Also, happened that, again, they used to, one stand up after Salat, say, Allahu Akbar, then everybody, Allahu Akbar. And his name is Ma'dud ibn Yazid al-Ijli. Ma'dud ibn Yazid al-Ijli. And this is what, 33 Hijri, 33 years in Hijrah. And this is happened just right before Ibn Mas'ud died. And he was in that time, before he dies, he rejected this bid'ah and he stopped them from doing it. And once in his time, and after he passed away, they start over this bid'ah again. But in that time, one of the Prophet ﷺ companion, his name, Khabbab ibn al-Arat, stood for it and he ended in Kufa. The Kufa is a place of bid'ah, fitan, as you will see. Also, in Kufa, they start something weird, new. They establish houses, not for Salat, but only for i'tikaf and worship. Separating themselves from the Ummah, as I told you, the group, to pray and gather in some certain places away from the Muslims gathering. Ibn Mas'ud took his student and he destroyed these houses, radiallahu anhu, wa arda, and he forced them to go back with Muslims in the masjid, so they will be monitored. They will be corrected. And they will not allow to dispute. And the first one who started it was in Kufa, it was in Basra, and this was 33 Hijri, as Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned. Also, once in Kufa, someone called people, if you pray this time in the masjid, in the main masjid, you will enter Jannah. Then they found every woman and men rushing to the masjid. Those people in that time, they are a new Muslims country. People ignorant there. They rush, they want to do good. And this is where the group was the leader of Mubtadi'ah, they catch their followers in this kind of environment where there is no knowledge. Therefore, when we always say any community need to be educated with knowledge to protect themselves from being slipping in this kind of bid'ah. Then Ibn Mas'ud, when he'd been told, he went outside holding his thawb, garments, and he waving with it to stop them. And he told them, get out of this masjid. إِنَّمَا هِيَ نَفْخَةٌ مِّن نَفَخَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is one of the shaitan. He's a caller from the shaitan calling you to do such bid'ah. Reported by Al-Bid' al-Ibn Wadh. Anyway, these things happen until a big fitna happened. And was the door for all these fitna you see today. Umar radiallahu anhu, as reported by Bukhari or Muslim, was talking to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Hudhayfa is the one the Prophet told him about all these fitna and evil things going to happen in the Ummah. Umar asked him, tell me about these fitans. Hudhayfa told him, what do you want with these fitans? Between you and these great fitans, door. You will not be able to see these great fitans. There is a door between you and them. Then Umar asked him, is this door going to be opened or going to be broken? He said, no, Ya Umar, it's going to be broken. قال بينك وبينها باب قال يفتح أم يكسر قال يكسر ثم ولى عمر. عمر left. مسروق, the one who read the hadith, said, then Hudhayfa told us, Wallahi, Umar knew that he is the door. He is the door between this bid'ah and fitan of those great trials. He protects the ummah from these trials to enter. And this door is not going to open. It means he's not going to die. He's going to be killed. When he said, been broken. Umar radiallahu anhu, he always asked the Muslims not to allow any non-Muslims to enter Medina. For any reasons. But sometimes they will bring people who are, have, like, know some kind of artists or like technicians, which is not exist in Medina, so they will use some non-Muslims. And they used to have somebody, he is from Iraq, work for one of the Sahaba, and he used to make for them tahuna, something where they ground the beans and the barleys. Grindstone. Umar said, what you are doing? He said, I'm going to make a big grindstone, which is everyone will recognize it. Umar felt that that means something. That person is named Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He, in the night, what he did, he took a knife, as reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. And this knife has a handle from the middle. And it's both sided. And it can be held from the middle. He left it in the poison days to be very poisoned. And one of the sided, it has like a fork. So it is easier to kill. And if it doesn't kill you, only wounded you, the poison go in your blood, so you will die. So anyway, you're going to die. With cutting you or with the poisons. This reason he left it in the poison. Then he came in the middle of the night. He hide in the masjid in the mihrab. You know, all this, there is no light. Umar radiallahu went for Salat al-Fajr. فَلَمَّا كَبَّرْ هَجَمَ عَلَيْهِ فطعنه. He jumped on Umar, then he started stabbing him. فقال عقرني الكلب. عقرني الكلب. Umar thought in the beginning it's a dog or an animal. Because it's dark. But after that, it wasn't that. After he stabbed Umar several times, he ran between the lines and killing everyone in the lines, and he murdered around 11 of the Prophet ﷺ companion in this incident, until one of the Sahaba, Al-Qa'qa, there is like hasir, a garment, they have it in the masjid, he threw it in him like a net, and he captured him, and he put him down. He got him. When that person found out that they captured him, he killed himself with his knife. Umar radiallahu anhu, all of this happened, and the Muslims and lions, they didn't know what's happening. And they know Umar, he reads long recitations. So people start saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, in some part of the masjid. Umar, before he fainted, he took Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and he asked him to complete the salat. Then when he wake up, he said, he asked two questions. First one, did the Muslims pray Fajr? She's very important. They said, yes. Who killed me? Or who stabbed me? They said, innahu fatal Mughira. He's a slave of Mughira. He said, alhamdulillah. That the one who killed me, he never made one sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Yani not Muslims. Yani I will not be coming against a Muslim in the day of judgment. And he ensured that he didn't make anything wrong for any Muslims to who take revenge from him. Then Umar radiallahu anhu, after 3 days, he passed away. He passed away radiallahu anhu, and after 3 days. This was the first incident in Islam that breaking the jama'ah of the Muslims, that the leader, the Khalifa, been murdered by a person who is outside. By the way, up to today, so many groups of Shia, they still celebrate a date called Eid Baba Shuja'uddin.